y'all ready?
Who do you want where?
It's a gray early morning in Roswell, and Nikki Belmonte and two other birders are piling into her car to go count all the birds they can find in a single day. Jason Ward took the day off work to be here. He says he was originally infatuated with dinosaurs, which evolved into an interest in birds.
And I've been birding for about a year and a half now.
Every year, thousands of birders around the country participate in the Christmas Bird Count. Each team gets a 15-mile circle and tallies every bird in it.
The destination is Hembree Park to begin with. That's where we started last year. Problem is, the birds are going to be pretty quiet for the first half an hour. It's pretty cold.
Belmonte is the executive director of the Atlanta Audubon Society. We stop at an office park first.
So you see all the little dots up there? There are, gosh, it looks like 75 out here. Comes some more cedar waxwings.
Red-shouldered
hawk calling.
No blue jay.
The Christmas Bird Count is the longest-running citizen science project in the world, according to the Audubon Society, and it's a vital way to learn about bird populations.
What's wonderful is now we've got over a century's worth of data. And it's actually come to good use.
Earlier this year, Audubon released a study on how climate change will affect North American birds using information from the Christmas Bird Count. For instance, the report finds house finches, familiar rosy-colored backyard birds, could disappear from Georgia during the summer within the century. Meanwhile, during our interview, Nikki Belmonte keeps spotting birds.
White-breasted nuthatch, northern flicker.
The counts don't necessarily happen on Christmas. They take place in the weeks around it. There are 5 counts in the Atlanta metro area.
Atlanta's got a great, diverse habitat area. You know, we have the rivers, we have mixed forest, and there are grassland areas. So that brings in a mix of different species.
Even in the denser parts of town, there are all kinds of birds. Shannon Fair is one of the other birders out here in Roswell, but she says she sees plenty of birds in town.
A Carolina wren, a yellow rumped warbler. You know, I live in the city, I live in Buckhead, and I think I've tallied at my house probably 75 different species of birds.
I live right down the street from her.
Again, Jason Ward.
I live on the 15th floor, so my view helps out when it comes to hawks. Sometimes like a red-tailed hawk will perch on the top of the building. Sandhill crane flyovers, a whole bunch of robin flyovers.
And up here in Roswell, by the end of the day, these three will have seen 50 species of birds. All the Roswell teams combined saw 92 species, 11,549 individual birds in one day. Christmas bird counts will continue around the country through January 5th, including an in-town Atlanta count on the 3rd. And by the way, here's a tip, that white-breasted nuthatch, if you see a bird walking down a tree, that's how you know it's a nuthatch. So you can impress your friends with that. Molly Samuel, WABE News.